Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The second baseman, Tommy Hinzo. Batting third. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Carter. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting sixth. The DH, Carmelo Castillo. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dave Clark. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Eddie Williams. Batting ninth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Scott Bales. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ellis Burks. Batting second. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting third. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dwight Evans. Batting fifth. The DH, Jim Rice. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Mike Greenwell. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Todd Benzinger. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Spike Owen. Batting ninth. The catcher, John Marzano. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Roger Clemens. And now, play ball. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo strikes out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burks hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Burks reaches second base with a double. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett bunts towards the mound. Bales fields it and throws to first for the out. Burks moves to third. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Burks scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hinzo scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall strikes out. One out. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo strikes out. Two outs. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bales fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Todd Benzinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benzinger hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is 0-for-1 in the game. Hinzo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Marzano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marzano strikes out. One out. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Owen. The throw from Allenson and he is out, Franco applying the tag. Two outs. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clemens fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-0 in the game. Barrett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Barrett reaches second base with a double. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Allenson for a passed ball. Barrett moves to third. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Evans reaches second base with a double. Barrett scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice is walked intentionally. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Greenwell takes first base on ball 4. Evans moves to third. Rice moves to second. Todd Benzinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benzinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Benzinger hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Evans tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rice scores. There goes Greenwell trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. It's 4-0, Red Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Castillo hits a fly ball into center field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a fly ball towards center. Burke settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Burke's. Eddie Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Allenson takes first base on ball 4. Clark moves to second. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ken Schramm now pitching. John Marzano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marzano is 0-for-1 in the game. Marzano hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Burks hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Barrett hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is 0-for-2 in the game. Hinzo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-2 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Franco moves to second. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Marzano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Castillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Franco moves to third. Carter moves to second. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. Clark is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boggs strikes out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Rice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams strikes out. One out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Allenson hits a fly ball into right field. Benzinger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hinzo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Butler moves to second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-3 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops it up and throws to first, with Clemens covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Todd Benzinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benzinger is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Benzinger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Benzinger reaches second base with a double. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Owen takes first base on ball 4. John Marzano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marzano is 0-for-2 in the game. Marzano is hit by the pitch. Benzinger moves to third. Owen moves to second. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Burks takes first base on ball 4. Benzinger scores. Owen moves to third. Marzano moves to second. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-3 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Castillo hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-3 in the game. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doug Jones now pitching. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Wes Gardner now pitching. Pat Tabler pinch hits for Andy Allenson. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Butler takes first base on ball 4. Brooke Jacoby pinch hits for Tommy Hinzo. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Butler moves to second. Junior Noboa pinch runs for Brooke Jacoby. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Butler moves to third. Noboa moves to second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-4 in the game. Franco hits a pop-up towards first. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.